Redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede. Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Intervju z Natašo Urban.
Jeden. Dva. Tri. Četiri.
I'm joined by Natasha Urban, a Serbian filmmaker who lives and works in Norway. Her latest film, The Eclipse, with the Slovene title Mulk, which we'll be discussing today, is part of the competition section at the Documentary Film Festival in Ljubljana. Natasha, welcome.
Well, hi, Vanya. Thank you for having me.
When we were emailing about the interview, the question of language came up. Would we talk in Serbian or English? I think that's a good entry point into our conversation about your film, Eclipse. Although a lot of people might find it strange that we aren't talking in Serbian, you know, zašto ne pričamo po naše, you wrote that you can't imagine talking in Serbian on a Slovene radio. And I have an idea of why you would feel that way, but can you explain yourself?
I'm not sure. It's a really a complicated answer to this question, but I really can't imagine why would Slovenian people know Serbian, or, you know, I don't understand Slovenian, and they're of course the same group of languages, but the subgroup is not the same. So I really can't imagine why would it be that I should speak Serbian. On the other hand, the official language I use for this film is English, so it's in many ways much easier for me because all the vocabulary and all the answers that I, you know, have prepared, usually I do them in English, so I think that would be make more sense for me as well. And now that you say, you know, a Serbian filmmaker that lives and works in Norway, I don't know, that also doesn't sound right, because if we are to be very specific, then I am Serbo-Romanian, you know? My mother is Romanian, born in Serbia. My dad is Serbian with a lot of German blood in him, and I've spent a lot of my time privately and professionally in Nepal, and I've lived in Norway for 12 years, so I don't identify really as a Serbian or anything. I'm really actually a filmmaker.
You mentioned Nepal. All your previous films dealt with topics connected to developing countries, and this is actually your first project that's closer to home, I guess. Your film deals with the topic of collective memory, facing the past and taking responsibility for it. And you use the solar eclipse as a metaphor of the cyclical nature of wars, and specifically political unrest in ex-Yugoslavia. Was this symbolism part of the film from the start?
Well, of course, I think that once I was ready to go into the whole subject of facing the past and what happened to all of us in the 90s, and once all these memories started coming out, the first one was actually of that event from 11th of August 1999, you know, when the north part of Serbia was lucky enough to be on the path of totality of the sun, which means that we had the opportunity to witness this beautiful natural phenomena, and very rare, really, especially when it comes to the total solar eclipse. But what happened, instead of people, you know, celebrating this magnificent natural phenomena, which is what happened in other parts of the world, in Serbia, people were hiding in their apartments behind the curtains, and some even went to the bunkers to hide from the sun, you know. And I use this event of hiding, of collective hiding, as a metaphor for Serbia's avoiding to take responsibility in terms of atrocities and genocide in the 90s. So that's one important metaphor. The other one would be the, as you said, the cyclic nature of the total solar eclipse, because eclipses are part of cycles, and eclipses occur in precise intervals of 18 years, 11 days, and 8 hours. And they use the cyclic nature of natural phenomena to mimic the cyclic nature of wars anywhere, but maybe even more in the Balkans, where they use the previous wars to create suitable conditions for new ones. And it doesn't seem to end.
The core of your film are shots of your father hiking in Serbia, while we hear him reading entries from his hiking journal. The dates of these entries often correspond with pivotal moments in the wars. In general, a big part of the film consists of static scenes of landscapes and of your friends and family. Why did you decide against more shocking imagery and instead set this very difficult topic against a very calm, almost idyllic background?
Well, cinema offers so many opportunities and possibilities to express yourself. And I think one of the least imaginative ways to express yourself would be through being literal. So I cannot imagine talking about something and then showing exactly what you're talking about. It seems like a waste of time. Instead, I go with this counterpoint. So in the background, you have, as you said, this idyllic imagery, which I think makes what we say even stronger, but in a very subtle way. You know, I think empathy has much more power than, you know, banging someone on the head with information. In our conversations, we hear often very disturbing things that I talk about with my family and friends. And on top of it, we see this beautiful imagery of Serbia. So in a way, it does reflect, you know, this troublesome and complex relationship I have with my country, where I can held it responsible for the crimes and genocide of the 90s. But at the same time, the film is a little bit of even a love letter to Serbia. And through this imagery, I really wanted to maybe show the potential that this beautiful country has, but those in power perpetually are not allowing it to be fulfilled. So yeah, it was somehow an important personal process that I went through with this film. And maybe it was in a way, you know, I moved from Serbia 12 years ago, and it was like maybe a little bit of a goodbye as well.
Now, the war violence and war crimes are included in a restrained, factographic way. The events are just written out on the screen. And the only time we really see violence is in a scene where a pig is being slaughtered. What did you want to express with that choice?
All the imagery that I have in my film, it had to have a very strong meaning, personal meaning to me. And I have to point out, there is no slaughter taking place. So we don't see the killing of an animal, which was very important to me, because maybe the most traumatic event of my life was when I witnessed my grandfather slaughter an animal. And that fear in the eyes of that pig, it's something that has marked me forever. So I didn't want to have that in the film. But yes, then after that, you know, the butchering of the animal, where the animal goes from the animal into the ham. And so there's this, again, the cycle of this animal mimicking the cyclic nature of wars. That was a very important thing. So animals are one of the important leitmotifs of the film. But yes, I guess through this particular imagery of a pig being butchered, I wanted to point out really what people did to each other in these wars. It was cruelty, the willingness, the ability of people to be cruel to such an extent to each other. It was something that it's still very hard to accept.
You kind of offset this cruelty with very artistic, almost abstract shots made with analog film and special film development techniques. And I think they evoke an emotional response without being didactic or manipulative. What was your process in terms of creating these shots and then deciding where to use them?
That was a very important concept from very beginning, because the whole film is basically a collage of memories. Shooting on analog and using this organic quality of analog film, I thought would give me the opportunity to try to visualize how does a memory look like. I worked with two types of analog film, 16 millimeter, which was shot with these big cameras and by my DOP, Ivan Marković. And then as a visual counterpoint to these big, sleek, beautiful shots, I worked with Super 8 material. I wanted to have visual counterpoints between something that is real and something that is in my head. So to achieve like painting of these subjective memories, I used expired Super 8 stock. I worked sometimes with films that are 50, 40 years old, and then I would develop them in all these alternative chemicals. Like if you mix instant coffee with vitamin C and washing soda, you get a solution and you can develop your film in it. And instead of coffee, you can make a vegetable soup, or you can have a red wine or a beer or berry juice, and you achieve all these different looks. So let's say, how does it look like when you forget something, or you're trying to repress something, or you just suddenly remember something? So yeah, I think I achieved something there.
The film is produced and financed by Norway, but you have a lot of Serbian collaborators.
Yes. Well, the editor, Jelena Maksimović, she's based in Belgrade, but she works in the region and she's a world-class editor. So then DOP Ivan Marković, he's based between Belgrade and Berlin. Sven Jakobsen, the amazing sound designer, is Norwegian-based. And the composers, Bill Gould and Jared Blum. Bill Gould is best known as a bassist of Faith No More band, which I'm a big fan of. And Jared Blum is an experimental artist. So they're US-based musicians. I thought that it was important to have a Serbian editor. And Ivan Marković was just someone who I resonated based on the work he does. It was maybe not so much to do with him being originally from Serbia. But the film is fully financed from Norway. We didn't seek any co-productions, and I was actually lucky enough to get funding from the Norwegian Film Institute. And the funding was not substantial, and it didn't cover all our costs. But what it did give us, it was total freedom to do whatever we wanted. Absolutely no questions asked. And I think this is what made this film, because this film is so difficult in form and complex. And if I had to go pitch this film around to broadcasters, I don't think this film would have ever been made.
So the fact that the topic is only about Serbia and its neighboring countries, and the whole film is in Serbian and Romanian, wasn't a problem in terms of getting funding?
It wasn't an issue, because it was a very, you know, it is a universal subject, and everybody can relate to this. It is ultimately about one normal, ordinary family. We are living a normal lives, and suddenly, in a matter of few months, our worlds go totally upside down. And then what do you do? How do you go through all of that? But also, I think the film, especially through that layer of my father walking through the mountains and his mountaineering journals, the film addresses how do we all deal with the pain in the world? There's so much pain. So how do you deal with that? And what is your personal responsibility to history? You know, I'm asking my parents now, what did they do in the 90s? How could that have happened? Did they know what was going on? You know, it was their responsibility, but I wonder what my son is going to ask me when he grows up. I bet it's going to be something in terms of the environment or climate change. And I think it was very clear to everybody that films speak universal language and it's relatable.
So the film has been shown throughout Western Balkans, and it has also been nominated for awards and won some of them in basically all of the festivals here. What has the response been like from people from ex-Yugoslavia?
I think the film has now been shown in all the ex-Yugoslav republics. It started with Prizren, then it moved to Sarajevo, then it moved to Skopje, Zagreb, Belgrade, and now Ljubljana. So it's only Podgorica, I think, that they didn't show it. I wanted to have a premiere of the film either in Prizren or Sarajevo, because it was just a form of a gesture. And then I showed the film in Belgrade. Nothing performative happened. There were no right-wing people marching in and stopping the screening, which sometimes can happen. It did not happen with this film, but it was the sold-out screening, but there were not many questions. Usually there would be a lot of questions, so people, I guess, were processing it. For me, this whole journey is a big process, so I'm still thinking about what really happened in Belgrade. Nemam odgovor na to. But obviously in Prizren and Sarajevo and Skopje, they loved it. In Skopje, we won the main award at the festival, and the film has traveled around the world, and it's been really beautiful to see how people, even though they haven't necessarily be informed about the wars in Yugoslavia and so on, they found it very interesting. And also a lot of young people like you who grew up in other countries, in foreign countries, they have been especially moved, because these conversations that I'm having with my parents in this film is something that they want to talk with their parents, but their parents, as much as my parents, they just simply don't want to talk about it.
What was the response from your family and friends, from the people in the film?
My parents came to the world premiere. We premiered this film almost a year ago at CPH Docs, and we won the main award there. So that was absolutely beautiful. And they really liked it. They thought that I put a lot of care in how I portrayed my parents and my friends. But they also understood how the whole process was very difficult on me. They didn't realize while I was making it. Only when they saw it, they understood that I took a lot on myself.
So now you're finishing up this quite prolonged promotional circuit, right?
Yeah, well, I've been traveling like a rock star the whole last year, and I'm totally ready not to do it anymore, you know. Yesterday, I went and had a beautiful panel. I had a screening and then a panel after that here in Oslo, so it felt good to go on a screening with my hair smelling like a homemade pizza. It was just, I just miss being home and with my family and my son, and he misses me, so I think I will slow down a little bit. The film won't, but I will need to. I need a break from the whole thing. And honestly, I've already started working on my next film, and I got development funding for the next film. So that's where I want my focus to be.
So that was actually my final question. Can you tell us anything about your next project?
Well, you know, I'm not making it easy for myself again. I'm going into pain again, but this time related to motherhood. I used to call it like a horror documentary about motherhood, but then my friend lost her baby, so then I thought it's not even funny. So it's about the trauma of giving birth, the postpartum depression, the miscarriages, and all those things that I think maybe we don't talk about enough. My motivation is very personal, but this time it will not include myself literally in the film, nor my family. I'm done with that, you know, never again. I'm glad I did it, but I would not do it again.
Yeah, I can imagine that it's quite taxing. But congratulations on the film again. I think it's really quite extraordinary, and obviously you've already had a lot of success with it. I want to thank you again for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you, Vanya. It's really, I'm very happy that Slovenia is excited and it's showing it. It makes me happy that you at least seem to resonate with it. So thank you so much.
Z režiserko Natašo Urban je zumala vajenka Vanja, kom za snemanje pa je pomagal najti Martin.